In this session, we shall look at the various cybersecurity attacks on online learning platforms. As a teacher, have you experienced any cybersecurity attacks while you're conducting your online learning sessions? Maybe yes or maybe no. And when we learn about these attacks, you'll be able to realize that you might have experienced these particular attacks. The first attack we are going to look at is Zoom bombing. Currently, most schools are using Zoom to conduct their online learning sessions. And you may ask yourself, what is Zoom bombing? Zoom bombing is a situation where an attacker accesses your Zoom class session without your authorization and disrupts learning. And how do Zoom bombing takes place? There are several ways of how Zoom bombing takes place. First, Zoom bombing will happen if you do not secure your Zoom session with passwords. Normally, Zoom sessions have Zoom numbers or the session numbers. And in most cases, you will see that attackers keep on guessing these Zoom session numbers. And once they reach, let's say accidentally reach your session and you have not secured your session with a password, they will easily enter your session and disrupt your learning. Another way how Zoom bombing takes place is a situation where you share your Zoom session number and the password to the public domain. Once you do that, these attackers, when they get hold of this information, they will easily access your session and disrupt your learning. Now, how do you protect yourself against Zoom bombing? For you to protect yourself against Zoom bombing, first, avoid reusing the Zoom session numbers and passwords. You know, naturally, as human beings, we are lazy. As a teacher, you may tell yourself that you have this class in the morning and another one in the afternoon, so there's no need of creating a new session for the afternoon class. You'll just reuse the morning session in the afternoon session. But that is very wrong, because now when the attacker might have gotten access to your morning class, they will easily compromise your afternoon class. Therefore, it's important that for every new session, you create a new password and a new session number. The second way you can protect yourself against Zoom bombing is to ensure that you lock your Zoom sessions and you use passwords always, so that in case an attacker comes in when the session is on, they will not access your session because you have locked it and you have used a password to secure your session. The third way you can protect yourself is avoid sharing your Zoom session credentials on the public domains. For example, do not share them on Facebook or Instagram, but rather it's advisable that you text every student individually and tell them the Zoom session number and the Zoom password. Fourthly, ensure that you use the Zoom security features. For example, on Zoom, we have the waiting room. And therefore, when the students are logging in or your participants are logging in into your session, they will be kept at the waiting room. And from the waiting room, you'll be able to verify that these are the correct people or these are the right students to access your lesson. And in this case, there will be no disruptions. And basically, that's how you protect yourself against Zoom bombing. Let us look at another attack, which is security breach or data breach or information breach. And how does security breach occur, or what is a security breach? A security breach is a situation where an intruder gains access to your system without your authorization. And once they gain this access, they compromise your information. They may expose it or they may alter your information. And now that is a security breach. We have three common ways of how security breaches occur. The first way is through hackers. Hackers gain unauthorized access, and maybe this is facilitated through phishing. They gain unauthorized access into your system. And once they gain this unauthorized access into your system, they compromise your information. They might even encrypt it, or they may alter your information, or they might copy it and expose it to the public domain. The second way of how security breach takes place is through human error. And what do I mean by human error? Human error is a situation you as a teacher, or even me, I accidentally maybe send mails or information to the wrong person who are not authorized to access that information. Or maybe I lose my information or my electronic gadgets, that is my mobile phone or even my mobile gadget. And once I lose these gadgets, the information that is stored in these gadgets can be easily accessed by unauthorized people, which leads to a security breach. Another way of how a security breach can occur is through unauthorized use. For instance, as a teacher, you might have been authorized to access, let's say, students' exam records, but you're not authorized to alter anything on those records. But as a teacher, maybe you see that your students have performed so poorly, so you end up changing their exam grades so that the school head can see that as a teacher, you have performed well. And in the course or in the process of doing that, of altering those records, you are causing a data breach. Now, how do you protect yourself against data breach? One way of protecting yourself against security breach is by enhancing your system login credentials. And how do you enhance your system login credentials? For example, you might apply the two-factor authentication, whereby once you log in into the system, maybe it prompts you on your mobile phone, it gives you a code, which you have to input that code first for you to access the system, or you might mix passwords with biometrics, whereby you use your fingerprints or even your iris to log into the system. Another way of how you can protect yourself against security breaches is to use different passwords on different accounts or different systems. And when you do that, when one of your accounts is compromised by an attacker, the attacker cannot use the same login credentials from this account to compromise another account or another system. It's also advisable that you use secure passwords. And for secure passwords, in the coming week, you will learn how to create secure passwords. You are also advised to protect your devices, especially the mobile devices, because these devices can be easily stolen or you can easily lose them. And when you lose them, you don't know in whose hands they are going to land to. And they may land into the hands of a criminal who will now access, will now gain unauthorized access to your information, which leads to a security breach. And lastly, you are advised to always backup your information and secure your backup. So in case you lose your information or let's say your gadget, you can easily get your backed up information and continue with your business as usual. This brings us to the end of this video. And in this video, we have looked at two attacks, that is Zoom bombing and security breach. In the next video, we are going to look at more attacks.